Organizers of the Copper Basin 300 canceled the sled dog race on Sunday, less than halfway through the course, after mushers encountered extreme cold and an impassable stretch of trail. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Copper Basin 300 is a qualifier race for both the Iditarod and Yukon Quest, and it has a reputation for challenging mushers. Race organizers call it the toughest 300 miles in Alaska, and it lived up to that reputation this year due to recent heavy snows and bitter cold over the weekend, around 50 below throughout much of the race. Race Marshal Greg Parvin confirmed Sunday night that organizers had to call off the race and will refund most of the mushers' entry fees.
$300 of $400 will be returned to each musher.
Eileen Mars, the handler for her musher son, Wade Mars, said Sunday it was about 12 miles on the other side of Myers Lake, on the leg to Sourdough, that mushers ran into a bad stretch of what they call sugar snow.
It was about waist deep, when they were basically just wallowing in it. And teams that left here that continued on towards Sourdough ran into basically a mountain of that.
Eileen Mars says it didn't take long before mushers began trading the lead positions to take turns on breaking trail before finally deciding it just wasn't worth it.
They all pretty much piled up in one spot, and then there were a couple, I think John Schandelmeyer and somebody else checked the trail out and said there's no way that anybody's going to continue farther without having issues.
We caught up with Mars at the Myers Lake Roadhouse, where organizers decided to end the race. She was holed up there while waiting to bring two dog teams back to their home in Kinnick. Mars says she got a sense of how bad it was out there after talking with some of the mushers and others who'd helped prepare the course as they were returning to the roadhouse.
And I talked to the National Guardsmen that broke the trail on snow machines, and they wallowed around in it from 8 o'clock yesterday morning until... They've been out there for, I think they said, 26 hours total.
Alan Moore of Two Rivers was setting a hot pace early on in the race. He made the run from Chistochina to Paxson in 6 hours and 20 minutes, with defending race champion Jake Berkowitz of Big Lake 7 minutes behind. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.